نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. A quick note which was not in mind, but a reminder inshallah for myself, for my brothers, for my sisters, that when you come to Jum'ah, try to come to Jum'ah. Try to forget about everything else for half an hour, from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. This will include turning your cell phone off. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is, وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَسَ فَقَدْ لَغَى, that whosoever touches the pebbles, he has violated his Jum'ah. He commit laghu, false action. So for you to stretch your hand to turn the phone, cell phone off or on, or to go to answer your beeper or your answer machine, you need, when you come here, you come in for Jum'ah. You come in for something more important than everybody else. You devote in yourself for half an hour. Half an hour a week is not too much for Allah. Everything else has to stop. Inshallah, we'll proceed with our subject, what we want to talk today about, intention and niyyah. Intention is something very important. and intention is what distinguish your deeds and make a difference between a habit or a culture and ibadah. Give examples to understand the necessity of intention. Somebody he have a ghusl, he has to take ghusl, janabah, after having intercourse. When you go to take this ghusl, you have to have the intention in your heart that you purify yourself from the state of janabah. Otherwise, you jump in the shower like somebody feels hot outside and go take a cold shower. What's the difference between a shower or a bath to get out of janaba state and a shower to cool yourself and remove your sweat? What's going to determine that this is a form of ibadah and this to cool yourself is your intention? So if you did not have intention, I'm taking a ghusl for janaba, you're going to be making salah, and for the whole week your salah is not accepted because you never purify yourself from janaba. This is something very important, and you can apply this to all your ibadah. Somebody fast. What you fasting for? You want to lose weight? You may lose weight. Nobody's stopping you to lose weight. But if you don't eat in Ramadan, now you didn't fulfill the obligation of Ramadan. You're still fasting, but you are not fasting to fulfill your obligation and to get the forgiveness and get the reward from Allah. And intention precedes, goes before the deed. You did not do the deed and after this you intend. So it is very important that we do what we're doing, why we're doing it. Why a conversation? Your intention now going to make it different. Will make Jum'ah Jum'ah for you, and it's not a Jum'ah for somebody else who's sitting beside you. Or he came to the mosque because he's looking for you. You never pay your debt. You owe him money. So the only time he will catch you is in Jum'ah. So the person who's sitting beside you, he's getting reward for getting Jum'ah, been receiving forgiveness, and the other person sitting the other side is not getting Jum'ah. So it's very important in everything. Why are we doing this? Why are you doing such action? You're doing it because of the command of Allah. You're doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You seek is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you give because you want to give, or that you give so the people can praise you and say that you are a charitable person, all these things will be determined by your intention. And the intention is the foundation. It comes before the work. And it specializes with the most important part of your body, which is the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. They have not been commanded with anything except worshipping Allah in sincerity. This was been revealed to the prophets before. This was been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nations before you, the people of the book, they are not being commanded with anything except what? يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Sincerity, that only I'm doing this for Allah. Seeking the reward from Allah. Seeking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking nearness to Allah. So this is something very important. Again, we have to understand that what you intend, what you get. What you intend, this what you get. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم فهجرته لله ولرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها او امرأة ينكحها فهجرته الى ما هجر اليه. Every human being will be rewarded according his intention. So if your intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be rewarded. If your migration is for Allah and his messenger, this is what you're going to be rewarded. That is a hijra and migration for Allah and his messenger. But if your migration is because a worldly purpose, or a woman that you seek in marriage from her, this is what your trip for. So your trip is for green card, maybe you get a green card. Is to get your master degree, you may get your master degree. It's not guaranteed, but this is what you attend, this is your intention. So this has nothing to do with the deed, has nothing to do with the reward now. And you may get it, or you don't get it. How we say this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. Whosoever intend, من كان يريد. This is the irada. Why are you doing? Why are you going? What you, your purpose of going to such a place? And Allah call it العاجلة. This is dunya العاجلة. Fast and quick. It doesn't remain. It doesn't sit there. You're there for 50 years, 60 years, and you leave with everybody else. One after one. Like a train. The train have a lot of passengers. When the station comes, this your station is step out. The next person, one station. When the end, the train will go there. Nobody in the train. Finish. So this is ajila, something going quick. And if this what you aiming for, the dunya, whoever wanted the dunya, we will give him from the dunya, from the dunya, but not for everybody. He said, لمن نريد. So it doesn't matter how fast you want to go in this dunya. If Allah is not planning for you to get your degree, to get your business, to get the marriage, you are not getting it. It's not you. There is a power and mighty over you and takes care of everything. He said, عَجَلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءَ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. So it's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the opposite, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعِيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنُ. And whosoever wanted the akhirah, the hereafter. Allah didn't say we give some and leave some. For the dunya, Allah said we will give some and we give them according what he wants. You want to be a billionaire, maybe Allah only make you a millionaire. You want to make 100,000 for this year, maybe Allah only give you 10,000. Or maybe even you come break even, or maybe you did not even profit. You have to close the business. It's not how much you're working. It's not how much you're working. But as for the akhirah, those who attend, their intention is Allah, the deen of Allah. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And whosoever attains the hereafter, he wants the Jannah, wants the pleasure of Allah, wants to be with the Prophet and the Sahaba in Jannah, and he do a righteous deed. Don't take the wrong bus. It's not enough to go to the Greyhound bus station and say, I want to go to New York. And you're taking the wrong bus that's going to Alabama. You have to take the right bus. So whosoever wants the hereafter and take the right bus to the hereafter. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. It has to be a special deed to take you to Jannah, not any deed. And the other condition, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. It has to be iman before anything. So brothers and sisters, we have to understand about the importance of intention. And we have to make our intention only for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, you can work very hard, you can sweat, and you can get tired, and you get in with nothing. And intention has nothing to do with your tongue. A And if it's not coming from your heart, it's not going to work. You can say, I intend to pray four rak'at, fard al-al, alay al-azim, salat al-maghrib, Allahu Akbar, it's not time for maghrib, it's asr. So your tongue is saying something that does not even go with what the time is. So it's not what you're saying. Neither it is sunnah for you to utter the intention. It is bid'ah. Some people, they have a whole long phrases to say before they pray, before they make hajj, before they fast. Nawaitu usalli fardillah arba rak'at al-zuhri mu'tamman bihaza al-imam al-hanafi al-madhab. To the end. What's this? From where? Is this in the sunnah? I intend to pray the fard, the obligatory prayer of Dhuhr, four rak'at behind the imam. School of thought of Hanafi Imam al-A'zam, Allahu Akbar, is what's in the heart. It's not what you say. The intention is something dealing with the heart, has nothing to do with the tongue. Now, let's see the seriousness of this intention now. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying what the meaning is, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. If the two Muslims meet one another with their whipping, the killer and the victim, both of them going to be in hellfire. How? And this is what the Sahaba asked. How? We understand that the person who killed, but the person who been killed, why he's going to hellfire? Because there is something else is there in the heart. Because when both of them met, both of them have the intention to kill each other. But one was stronger or more smarter or know how to shoot better than the other one. So he got him before he got him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that both of them will go to hellfire. So we can see that even the time of fitna, like we live in nowadays, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling you, when it's time for fitna, take your sword and hit the edge of it. Make it dark. Make it that you could not use it. Go and close your door, sit in your house, run away, go to the mountain. Never get into a fitna. Never be part of it. Never take your gun and get out in time of the fitna. Go away from it. Take few goats and sheep and go there. Stay there on the mountain, away from everybody. Let those who killing each other, fighting over dunya, over position, over tribalism, over nonsense, don't be part of it. Don't be part of it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. قلت يا رسول الله هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول؟ قال كان حريصا على قتل أخيه. He was so concerned about killing him also. So is the intention what is going to determine? Doesn't matter what happens, the action. What was the foundation? What was in your mind when you left your house? Why did you take your women and went outside? And doesn't matter what the people saying now, what they write about you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who look into your heart. And also only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that who knows what is going on with you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْصِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Look, in the day of judgment, this is what Allah concerned and looking for. إِذَا بُعْصِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. The things that in the graves been disassembled and been went right and left and people getting. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And whatever in the chest. What's in the chest? Is the heart. What's in the heart is the intention. Because no one can see your heart. No one can see your intention. The people saw that you came to the mosque. The people saw that you came in Ramadan and breakfast with them. But what's in the heart, what's in the chest, only Allah saw it. So in the day of judgment, He will bring these things out now. Was it exactly this what you attend? Is this what was you aiming for? It's not what the people saying. It's not what it seems to be on the surface. It's what is hidden there in the chest. Therefore, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we may be rewarded even without action, but because our good intention. Like a person, see a person was a rich man, and he keep spending right and left for the sake of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this man will say, I wish I have like so and so. If Allah give me like him, I will do the same. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Huma fil ajri sawa. Both of them are equal in the reward of the intention, because he don't have money, but he wish sincerely in his heart, if Allah give me money, I will do like him. I will build an Islamic school. I will open, you understand, a place for the orphan. I will build a mosque. I'll bring imams and hafiz Quran and teach the people. You don't have any. You barely can find a job. But your intention will make you get rewarded. And also another person whom Allah give him wealth, and he spent it in the haram. And the other person say, I wish I am this person. You and him in the wizard are sawa. Both of you are in the sin, are equal. I wish I can be the one in America. And if I go to America, I'm not going to go home until 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll be in the nightclub, I'll be drinking, I'll be this. I wish I can make it to America. You still in your home. You still in your home. And you get in the wisdom of this person that you keep calling him in the phone or chatting with him in the website, and you wishing to be like him in America to do all this haram. You still in your home. You could not get a visa, but you already get in the sin. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. In the haram, Allah said, whosoever intends to do any wrongdoing there, only by doing this, only this, so that if I get the chance, I will meet this corruption in Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we shall give him the death from the severe punishment. So you can see, brothers and sisters, how it is very important that we have our intention, and that we have our intention only for the pleasure of Allah, seeking Allah's forgiveness, seeking Allah's nearness, so we can be saved in a day that Allah will bring this intention to be public in front of everybody. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. يقول الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله تبارك وتعالى لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا صوركم, ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah the Almighty doesn't look at your bodies, your shapes or your looks, but Allah looks to your hearts and your deeds. This is where Allah is looking. This is where Allah is examining. So we need to provide the place where Allah is looking. The place that Allah is concerned about it is your heart. It's not how tall you are, 6 feet. It's not how big is your muscles. It's not what you look like, black or white, Arab or Indian. This means nothing to Allah. But Allah is concerned about your heart and your deed. The Prophet say, your heart ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Because some people will say, what? Rabbina rabbi qulub. Allah only cares for the heart. Brother, it is not by salah. I don't have to be making salah. How many people make salah? How many women? It is your heart. It's not how tall you are, 6 feet. It's not how big is your muscles. It's not what you look like, black or white, Arab or Indian. This means nothing to Allah. But Allah concerned about your hearts and your deed. The Prophet say, your hearts ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Because some people will say, what? Rabbina rabbi qulub. Allah only cares for the hearts. Brother, it is not by salah. I don't have to be making salah. How many people make salah? How many women?